The official anti-terror strategy document was first developed in 2014 and revised 2 years later. Authorities say this latest revision is necessary to reflect evolving security threats and ensure counterterrorism measures remain effective. Major General Adamu Garba Laka is the national coordinator of the Counterterrorism Center.
The tactics used by non-state actors keep evolving and are becoming highly unpredictable. Nigeria is grappling with the challenges of insecurity. Thanks to the efforts made by the personnel and agencies in charge of securing the lives of citizens, which has ensured a decline in the number of such incidences.
The review comes 3 months after Nigerian authorities warned that a new terror group, Lakurawa, has emerged in the northwest region. Authorities say terrorist organizations are increasingly using advanced technology such as encrypted messaging apps, social media recruitment campaigns, and drones to enhance their operations. They also exploit poverty, political grievances, and weak law enforcement in remote areas to recruit fighters and spread their ideology. Laka said the updated strategy will redefine the roles of various government agencies involved in counterterrorism efforts. For well over a decade, Nigeria has struggled to curb violence from terrorist groups, including Boko Haram and its offshoot, the Islamic State West Africa Province, ISWAP. Since 2009, more than 35,000 people have been killed and at least 2 million displaced. Although the overall number of terrorism-related deaths has declined in recent years, threats persist due to persistent poverty and poor governance. Security analyst Chidi Omeje says the increase in sophistication of terror groups is not surprising.
I don't see it as something, you know, something that we didn't expect. That's the reality of the emerging security. You know, a terror could have this link with terror networks. So, you know, they would naturally grow in capacity. They grow in, you know, in these proficiencies. So it's up to us, you know, to devise, you know, mean to counter those technologies they are using.
Last month, terrorists attacked a military base near Nigeria's border with Niger, killing 20 soldiers. Security analyst Ebenezer Oyetakin argues that beyond reviewing counterterrorism strategies, authorities need to uncover terrorism financiers.
When you take a look at the operation of Al-Qaeda and you compare it with ISIS, the way they move on in their convoy, and then you compare it with Boko Haram in Nigeria and ISIS West Africa, you will see the resemblance, which means they are too dynamic. They are not just some bunch of illiterates that are trying to make ends meet. So we should look for those who are behind them rather than contending with policies that are not sincerely being implemented.
Africa has become the global epicenter of terrorism, accounting for the highest number of terror-related deaths in 2023. Last April, Nigeria hosted the African Counterterrorism Summit, bringing together hundreds of experts and policymakers to develop a continent-wide strategy against terror groups. But for now, Nigerian authorities say their focus remains on strengthening the country's resilience against terrorism. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The tactics used by non-state actors keep evolving and are becoming highly unpredictable. Nigeria is grappling with the challenges of insecurity. Thanks to the efforts made by the personnel and agencies in charge of securing the lives of citizens, which has ensured a decline in the number of such incidences.
I don't see it as something, you know, something that we didn't expect. That's the reality of the emerging security. You know, a terror could have this link with terror networks. So, you know, they would naturally grow in capacity. They grow in, you know, in these proficiencies. So it's up to us, you know, to devise, you know, mean to counter those technologies they are using.
When you take a look at the operation of Al-Qaeda and you compare it with ISIS, the way they move on in their convoy, and then you compare it with Boko Haram in Nigeria and ISIS West Africa, you will see the resemblance, which means they are too dynamic. They are not just some bunch of illiterates that are trying to make ends meet. So we should look for those who are behind them rather than contending with policies and policies that are not sincerely being implemented.